Luigi Mangione gives CenGo Defense Fund crosses $100,000. By Olivia Rondo on December 15, 2024. A legal defense fund for accused UnitedHealthcare CEO killer Luigi Mangione has received more than $100,000 on GiveSendGo after similar sites removed such fundraisers. As Mangione, 26, faces charges in Pennsylvania and soon New York for the fatal December 4 shooting of Brian Thompson and subsequent five-day manhunt, an anonymous group called the December 4 Legal Committee has raised $111,981 of its $200,000 goal. We are not here to celebrate violence, but we do believe in the constitutional right to fair legal representation, said the group, which had its GiveSendGo fund briefly taken down before being restored on Thursday. Anonymous comments have also poured in with support for Mangione, who is a Maryland native and University of Pennsylvania graduate. I was 6 when I was diagnosed with cancer. I watched as my parents suffered under medical bills not covered by insurance, one donor wrote. Once we got back from treatment to see people in our yard beating on our house. A neighbor had to liquidate their 401k to ensure we had a place to sleep. It took mom and dad 20 years of tireless work to get out from under the debt, but I am here now to say you are a hero. Luigi did more for this country and sacrificed more than I ever did as an honorably discharged member of the U.S. Army who served in combat zones, another donor wrote. Political failures, corporate donations to politicians, and political corruption have all led to the extortion of millions of Americans. Some may not like Luigi's actions, but sometimes hard choices have to be made. How many died as a result of UHC? In a statement to ABC News, a GiveSendGo spokesperson said the company operates with a principle of not preemptively determining guilt or innocence. Our platform does not adjudicate legal matters or the validity of causes. Instead, we allow campaigns to remain live unless they violate the specific terms outlined in our terms of use. Importantly, we do allow campaigns for legal defense funds, as we believe everyone deserves the opportunity to access due process, the company representative said. We understand the concerns raised by such campaigns and take these matters seriously. When campaigns are reported, our team conducts a thorough review to ensure they comply with our policies, the spokesperson added. While other platforms may choose a different approach, GiveSendGo's core value is to provide a space where all individuals, no matter their situation, can seek and receive support, with donors making their own informed decisions. GoFundMe told Fox Business that it has removed fundraisers for Mangione because the site's terms of service prohibit fundraisers for the legal defense of violent crimes. The fundraisers have been removed from our platform and all donors have been refunded, the company said. Etsy, a website where people and businesses sell art and customized merchandise, had listings for Mangione-themed shirts, cups, and even Christmas tree ornaments, the outlet reported. Though the site has not yet made a statement about the merchandise, TMZ reported that it quietly pulled the listings related to the alleged killer. When asked about the support received for the defense fund, Mangione attorney Thomas Dickey told ABC that people are entitled to their opinion and, like I said, if you're an American and you believe in the American criminal justice system, you have to presume him to be innocent and none of us would want anything other than that if that were us in their shoes. So, I'm glad he had some support, said Dickey, who is representing Mangione in Pennsylvania on his charges stemming from his arrest in Altoona. In a later interview with CNN's Caitlin Collins, Dickey said he probably wouldn't accept donations from his client's supporters. I just don't feel comfortable about that. So, I don't know. I haven't given that much thought. Obviously, my client appreciates the support that he has, but I don't know, it just doesn't sit right with me, really. Mangione has already pleaded not guilty to the Pennsylvania charges, which include illegal possession of a ghost gun and fraudulent identification, and is currently contesting extradition to New York where he is expected to face murder charges. In New York, the alleged shooter has already retained Karen Agnifilo Friedman, former chief prosecutor at the Manhattan District Attorney's Office, according to CNN.